3. In the cave. Magua escaped into the forest and was nowhere to be found. It was almost nightfall. At this northern latitude of 42 degrees, the night follows the day very quickly. Hawkeye and the two Mohicans would accompany the group to Fort Henry early the next morning.
We must find a place for the night that's safe and well hidden. The trip to Fort Henry is a long one, and there are enemy Indians everywhere,
Hawkeye said.
If I remember correctly, there's a secret hiding place nearby. We must move silently, and you must promise to keep this hiding place a secret.
Everyone agreed, and Hawkeye led them to the river. They left their horses behind and got into a canoe at the riverbank. They went up the river to a small island near a tall waterfall. Behind the noisy waterfall, there was a cave, which was their hiding place for the night. There were waterfalls on both sides of the cave. It was time for the evening meal. Everyone was tired and hungry, but very thankful for a safe resting place. Uncas, the young Mohican, served the meal of venison and water to the two sisters. This attention to the girls was unusual, because Mohican warriors never serve women. Uncas sat next to Cora. His eyes smiled at her. He spoke a few words of English, and she was happy to talk to him. They were able to understand each other, and they enjoyed being together. Major Hayward ate his meal next to Alice. They talked about a lot of things and laughed together. Major Hayward liked Alice and her gentle, innocent ways. After the small meal, David Gamut, the preacher, opened his hymn book and began to play his pipe. Alice and Cora sang some church hymns while everyone listened sleepily.